We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Go ahead, Bob. You want to do it. She's in the Hall of Fame. I don't know
why I did the things I did. One of the better songs of all time.
When I saw this list for the Hall of Fame, turn it up, Nelly. I thought, Cher? She doesn't belong. And then I heard this morning. She belongs, Bob.
Oh, yeah.
She belongs in the Hall of Fame.
This is just about, I love this song.
I have no idea how in the world, right? Ozzy Osbourne.
If I can turn back time.
You dog, you.
Yes.
If I can turn away.
She belongs, Bob. She's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Not a first ballot.
She's a 10th ballot Hall of Famer.
How is it that this place has been open for, what, 20, 25 years, and Ozzy Osbourne just got in? Come on. Ozzy Osbourne just got in?
He sucks.
This has become...
He sucks,
it's
Bob.
They should stop calling it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and call it any kind of music Hall of Fame that we want.
Come on. Cher belongs. Cool in the Gang. How did it take them this long?
Because
it's like the people who choose the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame are choosing these people. It takes a long time. You got to be on the seniors list.
Was Ron Cook keeping Cool in the Gang out because they used steroids, Paul?
That's probably what happened. But seriously.
You did that right when I took a cup of coffee.
I mean, come on.
Who's keeping them out for this long? They should have been in when the thing started. They're arguably the first class ever formed in the Hall of Fame.
Imagine,
could have had Cool in the
imagine
Gang.
A Hall of Fame with ABBA and the Bee Gees that didn't have Cool in the Gang until now.
It's unreal. Big Mama Thornton, Bob, you're a big fan there, aren't you?
Big Mama.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
But I was torn on Cher when I saw this morning, that she's in this class. But then I heard that, and then we go to her and Sonny Bono. Does he get any credit? Does he get any Hall votes? Is Ron keeping him out too, Paul?
Yeah, probably. Like I said, you've got people like Depeche Mode in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And Iron Maiden is not.
Iron Maiden never made it?
They're not in it.
I thought they were. They're not, you're sure.
Bob Nightingale might be keeping them out. How about Sonny and Cher? How about a little taste of that, Nelly? This is one of the great wedding songs of all time, Bob. Go ahead and sing to this one. This one gets you. This is like Mazeroski's Homer. This gets you in the hall.
This is like
Mazeroski.
You like this, Paul?
It's not bad.
Somehow I don't think Paul's driving into work with this on his radio.
Oh, babe.
I got you, Bob.
I got you.
Little known fact, this was originally called I Got You, Bob.
Yeah.
It was about you.
That's what you got me a few times. That's
yeah.
Right.
Sonny Bono, the worst singer of all time. Let's hear a little bit of him, Nelly. Go ahead. Pump that up.
I got you, babe.
Go ahead, Bob. You love this song.
No, I'm trying to analyze. Sonny never impressed me as much as Cher did.
Who else got in? Dave Matthews Band, deserving?
No.
Actually,
they are deserving. You know why? Because they're... somebody who performed musically And that seems to be all it takes to get into this Hall of Fame.
He's like Harold Baines to me, Bob.
Harold Baines.
Dave Matthews. He had a good career. The longevity factor is there. But is he a Hall of Famer? Dave Matthews? I don't know. Thoughts?
No, I would say no based on what you said. It's, you know, longevity factor. It's like Frank Gore. You can make the argument that he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, but Frank, and maybe he does. I mean, I'm not gonna belittle the fact that the guy has been around for a long time and he continues to rush the football when he gets it, you know, all these years. But it's the same thing. Is longevity a factor? It should be, but it shouldn't be the only factor.
Mary J. Blige, she a Hall of Famer?
She had a run of about what, 5 to 7 years where she was. She would be like the
Terrell Davis.
Terrell Davis. Yeah. She would be the Terrell Davis where she had a run where she was it was at the top, but it was short. It was, you know, maybe two albums.
How about
like
Foreigner?
Antonio Brown. That's going to be his case. I was good for 6 years.
Did she quit in the middle of a concert? How about Foreigner?
Foreigner is another group that
I like.
Why
Foreigner.
Are they in the Hall of Fame?
Why are they in the Hall of Fame?
They're another.
I like them. Though.
They're another.
Really?
They are. They're
you
good.
Don't like them?
I like
they're
them.
They're good. Yeah, they're
I
okay.
I like them, but my point is they were a good band.
This is like sports. But it's the Hall of the very good, not the great.
But the thing about Foreigner is they're just kind of like. They're not great. They had a nice.
No, they're good. I love listening to their music.
I'm just saying.
When
I think of Hall of Fame, and I get into this argument with people all the time, I'm thinking of the elite of the elite.
Yes, that's what it should
be. You know what I mean?
Right.
Foreigner was sort of that quarterback like Matt Ryan.
Yeah, that's a great comparison.
Good player, not a Hall of Famer.
Marv Levy. I love him, but if you don't win a championship, how are you a coach in the Hall of Fame, Bob? He went 0-4, and the guy that beat him a million to nothing in back-to-back Super Bowls had to wait longer than he
right.
did, which was Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson deserved earlier, right? I mean, I put a lot of credit to get to four of those things in a row. I think that's a hard
so
feat
do
to
I.
accomplish
so
because
do
it's
I.
year after year things change, and yet you get back there. Now, you got to cash in on one of them.
How about Peter Frampton? I think he belongs.
Oh, my wife loves Peter Frampton.
Crank it up, Nelly. I mean, this guy's a legend, Paul.
Oh,
come
yeah,
on.
Baby.
This guy's a Hall of Famer. How does
at,
he wait this long, Bob?
Celebrity Fair, Celebrity Care Fest that they had a few years ago.
Listen
he was
to
there.
This.
He still can bring it.
He brings it. He's Nolan Ryan, this guy. Paul, you on board with this guy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just a guitar player.
And he was so different, right?
Well, why'd he wait this long? Is Cindy Lauper in this thing?
Nah, she screams too much for me. I'm not a big...
But I think she's already in.
Is she?
Jeez. She gets in while this has to wait? This has to wait. Thank you, Nelly. Boy, that was
abrupt. That was
abrupt. Very abrupt.
You've been on top of everything.
I hit the wrong... I meant to...
So, there you have it. Mary J. Blige, Cher, Dave Matthews, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Cool in the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, and A Tribe Called Quest. What's that?
It's a they are the ultimate. They are the ultimate Terrell Davis.
I never even heard of them.
Yeah,
neither.
Can you get a award tour for us and put that up there by
would
Tribe?
Would we know
Called,
any of these
you
songs?
You would know the song award tour by Tribe Called Quest. See if you can find it. Pull it up for us.
Wait a second here. Jimmy Buffett gets in this year? Of all years?
Sympathetic vote, maybe?
The year that we...
He should have been in. I like him. He should have been in earlier.
How do I? He's right, Paul? He should have been in earlier. He
absolutely should have been earlier.
Yes, I think so. Absolutely.
I think he only got in this year because Austin City Limits revealed that he and his family went to a Buffett concert when he was 13. Remember he told us that?
You got it for us? Charlie?
You're putting him on the spot.
He's
now.
Pulling it. He's pulling it up for us. He's going to do it, it seems.
Ads.
Oh.
I have to wait for him to go.
Okay. All right. We got.
Dionne Warwick had to wait till this year?
Are you kidding me? I love Dionne Warwick.
How is she not in, Bob?
Here we go. This is.
What's this?
This is Tribe Called Quest. You've heard this song, I'm sure. Right?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Come on. This is what we rolled with in like the early 90s. Come on now, this was every club in America. This was like the signature song where, you know, like the night would build to something like that.
Is Rick James in?
Yes, I think so. He has to be, right?
I hope he is.
Let me look. I'll tell you right
now.
We
used to warm up in basketball, the Super Freak.
So you know, you don't know.
Super Freak. Super Freak.
You don't know Tribe Called Quest.
What a great song. No, I still don't know that song either.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Did you know that song, Nelly?
I didn't know the song, but I know who A Tribe Called Quest is.
Yeah. But you didn't know that song?
No.
Okay.
Actually, it looks like Rick James is not in.
How's he not in?
Wait a second. Like, he's got to be.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, wait. I'm going. It's alphabetical. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Ricky Nelson, Righteous Brothers, Ringo Starr.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers go in before Peter Frampton?
Yes.
Bob.
I'm telling you.
I'm unqualified to make any kind of comments because I don't know all of their their entire resume. I don't know what they did
over
first year, their rookie year, to where they are now. I don't know.
Over the last 10 years, this has become 15 years. This the whole thing has become a joke.
Let me ask you both a question. Should one hit wonders get in? Should the Youngbloods be in for everybody get together? Yeah, that one. Should they be in for that, Bob?
No, I think you have to have a longer.
I don't know. If you're, what
I
about,
mean, you could have different categories.
Did
if
Don
you want.
McLean have much after American Pie?
No.
They should. They should have.
Should he be in for that?
No. You're asking me that. You got to have more.
Paul?
Than that.
I would say he should be in for that.
Yeah.
Because that is one of the signature
incredible. A lot of people have signature.
Yeah, but that is a song that is like.
I understand
so much
that.
About that song that, you know, it's such a part of the fabric.
That's Mazeroski's Homer,
right.
Seriously.
It's so much a part of the fabric of our culture, of our history, of our,
yes.
You know what I mean? That's
Bob, that one's good enough to get you in its own.
I'll use the dumbest criteria that I hear some people. If you wrote the history of American music, if you wrote the history of the 70s and 80s, could you write it without that song? No.
No, and I saw him in concert at Heartwood Acres, and he acted mad that he had to play that song. Like, Don, we're not here to – we don't even know any of the other titles. Just play that one 10 times, and you can leave. That's all we're here for.
Well, let me just tell you this. That's the one-hit wonder kind – that kind of one-hit wonder that has a song that's so above and beyond just a one-hit.
That gets you in.
That almost has to get you in,
I think so. How about David Soul? Remember him?
Yeah.
Don't give up on us, baby.
Is that all?
We're still worth one more try.
Is that Mary Tyler Moore song?
No.
What was that?
He had one song, but it was a goodie.
Okay. How about Player?
Gary Player?
No, Player, the van Player. Baby, come back.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Was that their only hit?
That was their only hit.
Bob, that gets you in.
Okay,
one hit gets you in, I think.
You're talking.
You can blame it all on me.
You're opening it all up for everyone just to come on in.
No,
that's fine.
If you have
if
a song like
want.
That, then you deserve it. I don't like the Lifetime Achievement Awards. I feel like that's Foreigner. What's their big hit?
Well, they've got a lot. I mean, Hot Blooded was a big song.
Well,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Well.
There we go.
This is
Foreigner.
This is one of the best songs. If you're gonna use it by one song, I would put this.
The
on
more
this.
I start to think about Foreigner, yeah, the more
sorry.
I start
They're
to think they probably should be in.
Yeah, I was wrong.
But right? They have more than one though.
That's
well, I know,
them.
But
that's
even just
point.
This one. I'm sorry. I
do want to know what love is.
Yeah.
I screwed up. They deserve to be in.
Yes.
How were they not in till now? How did they not get in till now, Bob?
I don't, Joe. I have no, I had no, if you had told me walking into the studio that we'd be talking about this right off the bat.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has become 100% just trying to generate publicity for itself and reaching out to lots of different fans, which is why every year now we have a hip-hop group, we have a female act, we have, you know.
I wish one of us could do a Ron imitation.
I wish it was legitimately
a
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Who's Cool in the Gang's lead singer?
I don't know. Who is
Do you know anybody in the band? Bob? Isn't that amazing?
I just know they're great together.
I know Cool.
I don't know. They were on steroids
we go.
In the
Here
70s.
We go. Yes. Here we go. Cool in the Gang. Ready?
Yeah.
What the? Almost. Almost. Almost said it. Hang on.
Bob, what's that
Here
pamphlet
go.
You're reading?
It's my golf tournament.
Oh.
It was founded by Robert Cool Bell.
Cool.
Ronald Bell.
Cool Papa Bell.
Dennis Thomas, Robert Mickens, Charles Smith.
From Pitt?
Yeah, George Brown.
Jerome Lane.
Woody Sparrow and Ricky Westfield. There you have
Sean
it.
Sean Miller.
So here we go. Wait. The first,
Demetrius Gore.
So listen, this is how ridiculous it is that Ozzy Osbourne is getting in. I didn't realize the first class was in 1986.
Yeah. Who was in the first class?
Jimmy Rogers. Jimmy Yancey.
What?
Little Richard.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
How is it not like Paul McCartney,
Elvis,
Bob Dylan?
Elvis Presley. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's
Sam
makes...
Phillips.
Okay.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah.
Robert Johnson. Buddy yes. Holly.
Yes.
John Hammond. Alan Freed, the Everly Brothers, Fats Domino, Sam Cooke, James Brown.
Wow.
So he is in.
That's a hell of a class.
Ray Charles and Chuck Berry.
That's a hell of a class.
Now, here's the only problem I have with that. How many of those people are rock stars?
Well, they long ago gave up the strict definition.
I know. I'm just saying, like, in your Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you don't have one signature rock group. In your first class. Not one.
Do you think Cher deserves? If you had a vote, would you vote for Cher?
I mean, again, we're letting everybody in. What the hell? Everybody gets in this damn thing.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. Back to the original Cher song you started with, Nelly. That really set the tone. She deserves it, Bob. I just feel bad for Sonny. Do you think he would have been her presenter?
No.
Wait. He died, right?
Yeah, I think so, did he?
A long time ago.
I always
ago.
Hate to ask that question anymore.
Yeah, I think
because
he did.
Because I can't remember who did and didn't.
He did.
Okay.
It wasn't, by the way, it wasn't until the class of 1990. The fourth class. One, two, three, four. I'm sorry, 89. 89, the Rolling Stones got in.
How about the Who?
They were 90.
My See, point that is, should have been part of the first class,
That's what I'm saying.
Too.
Yeah. With these, you have the Rolling Stones. Take some. They're not even a first ballot Hall of Famer for right. the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Hit it, Nelly, if you would.
I'm sorry. I just found out that Motorhead is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame,
yes.
and I'm very upset.
Yeah,
exactly. What's Motorhead?
They're another,
is that a person or a band?
Help them out. Help them out.
Motorhead sucks.
Come on.
I don't even know who they are. Hey, do you, Bob?
Listen.
No.
The best part about this show is I consider myself to be very old and out of touch, but then I'm around these two, and I'm like, I'm not so old and out of touch.
What is a Motorhead? Anyway.
I mean, come on,
maybe
Joe.
In the end we're trying to avoid a certain topic, and that would be your Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of, since we're way off topic for a minute
yeah.
here.
Let's keep avoiding them.
Did you see the Cricket Lounge closed?
Why aren't the Crickets in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Remember their Christmas album?
Yes, the Crickets.
Yeah.
Did you see the Cricket Lounge?
No.
I saw that.
What is it?
A fixture. It's like the ultra dive gentlemen's club right there in Oakland.
No.
You know, when you were in college, you know, and you had to get a fake ID to go up in there. And that place, you know, it's a total dirt ball. It's a total, like, just, yeah, you know, what do we call it? What do we dive? Total dive, hole in the wall. The greatest upset ever is that it was still alive until yesterday when they shut it down, or today when they shut it down.
I thought COVID would have done a number on a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, they didn't. It's amazing. I was amazed when I read the story today that it was being shut by the health department. I was like, I can't even believe it's been open all these years. It should have been shut.
Where has the health department been for
Yeah, it should have been shut by the health department for 30 years ago.
Goodbye to the Cricket Lounge.
Did you find a Motorhead song for us? There we go.
Picture a young Bob Pompiani.
There we go, listen.
Banging heads.
How is this not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
You're right about this one, too.
Come on now. That's
Bob,
it. Do it.
Oh, I like it.
You love this.
I do, but I'm saying I didn't
you
even know.
You were at
Point
Park
did not
drunk
know.
Dancing to this. Maybe Hopewell. Is that where
maybe
you went
Hopewell.
To high school?
Yeah, maybe Hopewell.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, this is how you do it. He's right, Bob. Isn't he?
Yeah, I love listening to that now brings back. But. You know how you know songs, but you don't know the group sometimes? That's what that was for me.
Sure. I agree with that. Let's get to the Pirates. We have to.
Someone is scolding us on Twitter because Roman Gabriel died and we haven't mentioned it.
I had a Roman Gabriel puzzle when I was a kid. He had those unbelievable white and blue Rams helmet and uniform. And I remember putting together that that little puzzle, Nelly, when I was a child. Can we get to the Pirates, please? They stink right now. They absolutely stink. Yesterday was embarrassing. I look at this lineup, and it's god-awful right now. And if I was Ben Cherington and Derek Shelton and anybody else in that organization right now, I would be looking at this and saying, what has become of this lineup, of this plan? I mean, Connor Joe's your leadoff hitter. He's a professional hitter. He's nobody's leadoff
hitter. Sadly, he's one of their better hitters.
Brian Reynolds is okay. He'll probably always be okay. He's a good player. Key Brian Hayes has no home runs out of the third spot. Jack Sawinski cleanup at 191. Andrew McCutchen, Shelty refuses to bat him lower than fifth ever. He's batting 173 and strikes out in 40% of his at-bats. Rowdy Tellez has done nothing except defend David Bednar.
Since he's done that, he's hit 115.
Joey Bart has taken over for Henry Davis now two games in a row. He's their best player, Joey Bart. O'Neill Cruz is a disaster. I think, what is he, 4-for-44 with 25 strikeouts or something? And Triolo is at best a utility guy in the major leagues. Other than that, it's a dynamic lineup. This is horrendous, and I'm going to ask you to, if this keeps up, like, I thought that maybe this team wouldn't go on those 8 and 10 game slides that last year's team did. Well, they're at 6 right now. Should Shelty and or Ben Cherington start to feel nervous at any point, especially Shelty, because it always starts with the manager? You know, after the hitting coach and pitching coach, it's the manager's the next one to go. When should he start feeling nervous? Paul?
I think he should have been feeling very, very nervous after last season. And again, the fact that they are steadfast in basically saying he's not the problem, we're going to stay the course, tells me he's probably never going to feel nervous, no matter what happens this year. I would be very, very shocked, because that would be admitting they made a mistake. And Ben Cherington has not shown any ability to just admit, we've made a mistake here with this guy. He's not good. He doesn't know what he's doing. Now, the problem is, how much of what he's doing is just he's hamstrung by what
Ben Cherington and
his analytics group want him to do?
How is Andy Haynes still here? That's my question.
That's the bigger question.
Who's gotten better as a hitter?
The only guy who really has is Ke'Bryan Hayes, and he had to go to the other guy that they fired.
That everybody got hot and bothered with.
Exactly.
That he went to another guy at AA, and then Cherington fired that guy.
Right.
Which makes absolutely no sense.
It speaks to a guy
who's going against what they believe in.
Who's incredibly, incredibly insecure. Because his thing is, well, we got to get rid of this guy who's questioning what we're doing, even though I'm sure. What's the guy's name? The hitting instructor they went to,
Nunnally.
Nunnally. Even though I'm sure Nunnally wasn't going against their philosophy, he was really legitimately just trying to help.
He's doing
Ke'Bryan
what he was
Hayes.
Supposed to do,
right?
Helping
trying
a guy
to
learn
find
to hit.
help Ke'Bryan Hayes find his way back.
Right.
Well, guess what? That I'm sure it was almost like, well, you know, we have a philosophy. And if you're going to go outside of our philosophy.
But isn't a guy in your organization part of your philosophy?
Yes.
Like when I interviewed Shelty about that last year, going in, I was thinking, because I think Mackey had just reported that Hayes went to this AA manager in the Pirates organization for help. And I thought, great. You know, that I'm sure they'll be happy to talk about that. A guy in their organization who helped Hayes coming up and
right.
Now he goes back to. You should take credit for that. Instead, Shelty was very cryptic about it, and then Cherington fired the guy, which, yes, tells me, wow, why can't you give because you're trying to protect Andy Haynes here?
That's the thing, yes. That's what it is. It speaks to, like I said, insecurity mm-hmm. and just being, you know, like really insecure that, oh, boy, it got out that one of our other instructors helped Ke'Bryan Hayes. That doesn't look good for all the rest of us. So rather than try and figure out what he did to help Ke'Bryan Hayes, let's just fire the guy and continue the course, which to me looks like a course to destruction.
Bob, do you agree that Shelty's here no matter what for the rest of the year?
I would say yes for the rest of the year, but after that, all bets are off. And I say the same about Sherrington, to be honest. This was they brought these guys in with a plan. I was willing, you got to give them time because what they inherited was a bunch of crap, and they had to try to rebuild it. Still, ultimately, this is about what people do we see developing to the point where they can be legitimate major leaguers. How many have? How many haven't? You got number one picks now, and I hope Skeens is what we think he is. He should be. But Henry Davis has really struggled, and at some point they have to find a solution for this. This was the guy, and they've gone back and forth on their message about it. Is he a catcher or not? And if not, why did you take him first overall?
I just want to know if he's a hitter. I want to know. Is he a hitter?
They should bench McCutchen as a DH and put him there and let him hit if that's the case. Or send him to the minors and say hit. Don't worry about it.
Shelty never putting McCutchen below fifth? What are we doing here? I mean, maybe he bounces back, maybe he doesn't. I tend to think negatively on that. But at the moment, he's slumping horrifically. He's hitting 173. He strikes out in 40% of his at-bats. Is it just because of respect that you keep him in the five hole? Come on.
You've got to start looking at guys who you are going to build with in the next few years. And Henry Davis is a large part of that. And
Henry Davis is going to wind up in the minors when Grandal comes back.
Well, he probably should, and there's no disrespect in that. Just go and figure it out. Cruz should go back to the minors and start to figure it out.
Think about that, though,
and they're
going
to play him up here every day, and this continues, what are they doing?
They're probably
hurting him a lot more than they're helping him.
Everybody from Bob Nutting to Cherington to Shelton has to be in their private moments thinking, oh, my God. Two of our best players are supposed to be O'Neill Cruz. He doesn't look like he knows how to play baseball still.
I think he has
these moments of incredible athletic prowess combined with long stretches of nothing but strikeouts. He's unplayable against left-handed pitching, and he leads tied for the league lead in errors. He's almost unplayable right now.
He's in the league lead of errors and strikeouts.
Yeah.
Those are things you don't want to see.
Davis is unplayable right now, which is why they started Joey Bart two games in a row. So if you're running this organization, what are you thinking right now, Paul?
Well, my thing about Davis is, what are they doing? Like, what is their plan with him? And now you're almost, Joe, which would be to me a colossal failure, you're almost to the point where you have to send him back to the minors.
Yeah.
Say, go figure.
But that's okay. A lot of guys have gone
right,
back.
But my point
figure
is,
it out.
My point is, he's 4 years, like now, this is supposed to be a stretch where you're trying to win games.
Gonzalez is supposed to be here too, by the way.
This is supposed to be a stretch where all of these young guys that we've heard about for 4 or 5 years finally all sort of come to fruition. Nick Gonzalez is still down in the minors, although the way he's hitting, I can't imagine he's going to be down there much longer, especially since they can't hit. But Henry Davis is supposed to be one of your stars. He's not. He's not even close.
He's not playable.
He's not even – exactly.
And you really – you know, we haven't talked about Suwinski. Here he is again. He has 2 home runs, 7 runs batted in. He's batting well under 200.
It's getting tiresome.
And
man,
if you take one swing away, which was a grand slam, and if you take another swing away, which was a 2-run home run, you have 0 home runs, 1 run batted in every other 22 games that you've
and
seen.
The guys
and you've
got
to have more than that from him.
And the guys they've sunk money into, although not big money as far as like real stars in Major League Baseball, but big pirate money. Brian Reynolds is just a slightly above average player. He was the last 2 years. He's trending that direction this year. Key Brian Hayes has no homers in 75 at-bats. He's been their number three hitter. Two or three is where you put your best hitter. Mitch Keller is the other guy that they sank money into. And he's carrying a 4.8 ERA and has had two horrible starts, one mediocre one and two good ones. So, you know, what are we doing?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.